everyone, and welcome to another episode of 1923 Main Street,
home of everything to do with Disney travel in style. We are your hosts.
I am Mike Bella Braddock.
And I'm Amelia Bella Braddock. And today, here are our top tips to style everything from t-shirts to sweatshirts to hoodie to make the casual more spectacular.
Yes, it's a burning question. It's actually a question we get now and again here at 1923 Main Street. Of course, we sell a lot of t-shirts, sweatshirts, and hoodies. But how do you style those? I mean, are you like me and you just put them on and go to the parks? Apparently, there are a lot of listeners and travelers out there who are not like me, who actually want to do something other than just put on a t-shirt and a pair of shorts and go to the parks.
Yes, who knew?
So what does that actually mean? I mean, what can you actually do with a t-shirt, sweatshirt, or a hoodie, or anything else for that matter?
Okay, well, first of all, there's a lot of different ways to do it based on what you pair it with. For me personally, I like to dress up a little bit more, even at a Disney park, but I might not necessarily feel like wearing a dress or wearing heels or everything because that's a little bit excessive for a Disney park for the everyday, in my personal opinion, if you feel like doing that.
Unless it's Dapper Days.
Well, of course.
Which I haven't seen for a while, by the way, but that's another story.
But I think for me personally, wearing a casual outfit like a hoodie or a t-shirt and jeans or something and then doing it up with a nice hairstyle, makeup, and jewelry is one of my favorite ways to feel a little bit more put together without making myself uncomfortable. So when going with a hoodie, I usually like to do the big earring, bigger necklace, and then smaller hand jewelry combo because I find that that draws attention upward. It draws it to your face, and then the hoodie is the nice backdrop. You'll see a lot of times, even people that are posting on social media, they're just wearing crew necks, but they do look put together and they do look professional. So if that's the look you're going for, you could definitely work on something like that, like maybe try to find a statement earring or a statement necklace or something to sort of dress it up a little bit.
So what about me? There's nothing a guy like me can do with a hoodie.
Oh, of course there's something a guy like you can do with the hoodie. That was point one. There's lots of different ways to do it. And it also has to do with what you're pairing it with. For example, if you're wearing a hoodie or a crew neck and sweatpants, that might be a little bit more casual. The second you pop a pair of jeans on, now it's slightly more dressy. Or if you have those straight leg pants that are a lot more popular right now, that is another layer of something else you can work on. Or you could do the more casual pants if you're wearing it to, say, Vero Beach or somewhere like that. That's a way that you can make it versatile throughout your entire vacation and make it look like a different look.
What about shorts? Does a hoodie go with shorts?
That's the question. A hoodie and shorts are becoming a bit of a trend, actually. You're thinking hoodies. I'm more thinking crew necks are easier to style different ways. I think a hoodie's pretty classic. A hoodie, there's less you can do with because there's more going on the actual sweatshirt, typically. But for women, crew necks and biker shorts, like those tiny, like the Nike Pros, the Lululemon.
Crew neck sweatshirts, whatever, just to be clear. Because there are crew neck t-shirts.
We'll get to those. Crew neck sweatshirts, an oversized crew neck sweatshirt and a smaller short is very popular for women right now. For men, I actually am seeing a lot of it right now on Instagram, on Pinterest, on things like that, with the more cargo short look. That's pretty popular and still oversized, but oversized crew neck, kind of that covers down to mid-thigh and then right above the cargo short pocket, is very popular right now.
I don't really wear sweatshirts or hoodies.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're asking
unless
me how
cold
to style these things. I've never seen you wear them. But
only time I wear them is in, you know, the winter months at night, generally, if it's cool. But does it matter the color of the hoodie and the design on the hoodie?
Well, it does depend. For example, what you're pairing it with. Like if I have a darker hoodie or a lighter, like for example, if I'm wearing a white crew neck, then I want to pair that with a pair of jeans that's maybe a little bit darker. If I'm wearing light wash jeans, then I probably want a darker top. There is a nice thing in having the contrast between the two pieces because it's not all one look. So you really want to highlight that contrast between maybe the casual or the dressy or the two different things that you have going on. Or you could always go with the more casual option of kind of a matching tone sweatsuit. That's very relaxed. That's very comfortable.
So it doesn't matter if it's like our rope drop coffee shop or our hair by Rapunzel, really.
Well,
the design doesn't matter as much as the color of the actual garment.
You can do more with it if it's more of a simple design. The more elaborate the design, the less you can do with other parts of your outfit. But there are ways to style every design. It just varies.
Now, is there a difference between hoodies and sweatshirts? Or is it pretty much the same? Everything you just said applies to both.
I would say it's very different. Also because of the neckline, you can have different hairstyles based on different neckline, like which hairstyles are more applicable. For example, another trend I'm seeing right now is the crew neck sweatshirt or the hoodie with a turtleneck or a mock neck underneath. If you're doing that, I would recommend, if you're a girl, like putting your hair up out of your face, because neckline, the more you highlight your face with that look, is more applicable. With guys, their hair is typically back, but if you have longer hair, putting it back some way is a nice thing to do with a higher neck like that. A lower neck, you tend to want to have your hair a little bit looser, a little bit more relaxed, and down more is something else. I personally love to do a hoodie with a little mini skirt. That's one of my personal favorite things. I think that's a happy medium between cute and dressy, but not uncomfortable.
Did you say a turtleneck under a sweatshirt or hoodie?
I spend a lot of time on Pinterest.
Yeah, but that sounds so weird to me.
It's a trend.
Yeah, well, it's not going to last. But
I'm
anyway.
I'm telling you what's popular okay, right now, so what people are wearing.
Given that trend, what color does the turtleneck have to be in relation to the hoodie?
Typically contrasting. So if I'm wearing a black or dark green, dark gray, dark red sweatshirt, then the turtleneck is typically more of like a cream, a beige, a light gray. Something like that is contrasting to the hoodie. Additionally, another thing I love, again, I'll pair this with a mini skirt, is a collared shirt underneath the hoodie. That's been a trend.
A hoodie or a sweatshirt? I don't even think you'd see it under a hoodie.
No, you wouldn't see it under a hoodie. A crew neck. Most of this is applicable for crew necks. Like I said, hoodies are harder to style the actual hoodie. With the hoodie, it's more what you pair it with. What it's the shoes, the pants, even the hairstyle. A hoodie is a little bit harder to do with like the jewelry and stuff. But for a crew neck specifically, having something under it, having a collar, whether that's a turtleneck or a little fold over collar thing, is very popular. And the fold over collars have been going for years now. That's been a thing since the 2010s.
Is that the collar on top of the pulls out on top
yeah.
of the sweatshirt?
Yeah.
So it's like a sweater, which is another pet peeve of mine. Stop calling sweatshirt sweaters, people.
Guys.
It's very confusing.
Is it confusing?
Well, what do you call a sweater then? Which is a knit product.
Also a sweater.
Yes, exactly.
Nobody makes that distinction except for me. And I only make that distinction because of you.
Because they are different. If you're in apparel, they're different production processes, right? We make them differently. They're different items.
We don't sell knit sweatshirts.
Knit sweaters.
I said knit sweaters.
Oh, you said we don't sell knit sweatshirts, which is true. And I don't even want to see a knit sweatshirt.
Nobody sells those.
All right. Let's move on to t-shirts and I guess tank tops for that matter. Sometimes I see you tie them up. So how do you style a t-shirt? I mean, this is my whole thing. So I love creating designs and things for products, but I'm not, you know, a stylist. So I just put a t-shirt and shorts on and I'm done. But what more thought can you put into this?
Well, I think personally, I tend to be more trend-based. I'll kind of go with whatever's in season, and I kind of vary based on that. But when it gets hotter, you want the least amount of surface area touching you possible because it just gets hot and sweaty. So the out of the season, I'll kind of like roll the t-shirt up. I'll tie it so it's not flapping and hitting me. Because that really bugs me when it's 100 degrees out and the t-shirt just keeps coming in with the wind. That needs to stop. So I'll always tie it at the back. I'll tend to make it a little bit tighter. But again, I'm a very big fan of contrast. The more that I get older and the more that I define my personal style, I'll go tight top, bigger bottom, or oversized tee and biker shorts. Again, the oversized top and biker shorts is a trend right now. It's what people are wearing. At Disney World specifically, you do see a lot of that. You see a lot of the more athletic wear paired with the t-shirt or athletic wear paired with the hoodie. Especially in the summer months, that's something you see a lot of. So if you're wearing a tighter bottom, whether that's whatever brand you have of the tight spandex shorts are popular right now, more of an oversized tee. If you're wearing the looser ones, which are a different cut that are again popular right now, a tighter t-shirt, a little bit smaller, more fitted is typically the way to go.
That seems opposite to what I would think.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway, you know, you just gave me an idea on a going off on a tangent here. I think we're going to do a future episode on the different types of t-shirts out there. And I'm talking about the products. So whether you shop our store or you're shopping on Etsy or you're shopping anywhere else, there are different brands of t-shirts that you're going to see that are often used as the base, whether it's Gildan or Custom Colors or Belen Canvas, Cotton Heritage, all of these brands. T-shirts are not all the same. So when you were talking about, I don't like it flapping, hitting me, if you're wondering, do I buy this one or that one? If you're shopping somewhere and there's options, and sometimes we produce the same design on different t-shirt brands as the undergarment because they are made differently and they will react differently. They're different weights, they're different cotton contents, and so on. I think that's an interesting episode because you could say there are different t-shirts that are better at different times of year. So just a sidebar we're going to do an episode on that in the future, so watch for that.
Yeah. Additional sidebar, if you have sort of a calmer outfit, a more chiller outfit, and you want to make it look a little bit more put together, I'm just going to quick throw out to two popular theories right now. I'm sorry if I'm talking too much about trends, but what I'm seeing a lot of right now are two things. One, the sandwich method, and two, wrong shoe theory. So the first one, the sandwich method, is basically just matching a top piece, whether that's a shirt or a headpiece or something, to your shoes. So if you have a more relaxed outfit, like say you're tired, you put on whatever t-shirt, hoodie, sweatshirt you have with you, maybe you match your Mickey ears to your shoes. If you've got black sneakers, you're wearing, you know, your traditional Mickey ears. Or if you've got your kid in their pink running shoes, you put on their pink ears. Something like that could dress up. Doesn't have to be Mickey ears, but that really ties an outfit together, makes it a little bit more cohesive, even if it's wearing something that doesn't necessarily feel cohesive, if that's the look you're going for. And secondly, wrong shoe theory is exactly what it sounds like. It's just throwing on a wrong shoe. But I've seen a lot of it in the parks recently, and I just think it's really cute. Like you're walking around with, say, like a t-shirt and shorts, a regular t-shirt, jean shorts, and then like cowboy boots. I think that's really cute. Or a pretty sundress and then running shoes. That is the most popular example. That was all the rage a little while ago.
I thought you meant two different shoes, and I was going to say,
no,
they can be different heights and stuff. So that would be awkward if not
cause
you back pain.
That's a little extreme.
Like
but
mismatched socks.
To each their own is no, what I say
I get
to
what
that.
You mean now. I think people who wear cowboy boots, I used to wear them a lot. They'll wear them with anything anyway. That's why you see that. They probably started this trend.
No.
To my cowboy boot wearing people out there.
Wrong
and you wore them to get on
thing.
Rides when you were younger.
I did wear them to get on rides.
They added an inch and a half of
and
height.
Now I'll wear them to concerts because they're very cute.
All right, let's close this out with your top things to consider about styling tops, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies. What should people bear in mind if they want to put some thought into this? And I know people spend a lot of time. I'm not one of them, but there are those who spend an awful lot of time styling their outfits for Disney
vacations.
Hi,
everyone. Yeah. So I definitely planned it ahead of time. I think one of the most important things to consider is weather. And additionally, different brands, as we talked about, of the same, you know, hoodie style or crew neck style will have different weights. So consider which version you have. Is it heavyweight? Is it lightweight? How will it bear in the rain and everything? Personally, I like to wear sweatshirts in the rain. That's an unpopular opinion. I like to wear sweatshirts in the rain. I find they don't make me as wet. And worst case, I can just shed them. So that's what I like to do. If it's very hot, I'll put a little sweatshirt with a flowy skirt. I actually don't get too hot in that. I wore just this March a sweatshirt and a little mini skirt. And you called me crazy, but I thought it was very cute.
Because it was a hot day.
But I actually don't get too hot if I'm wearing a white sweatshirt specifically.
And it
then
was a white
shorter
sweatshirt.
Bottom. If it's like white and shorts, white and a little skirt, white and whatever, I find that's really relaxed. And then obviously there's different types of pants you can wear. But if it's a little bit cooler, maybe layering the hoodie, putting like a collared shirt, a turtleneck, whatever underneath. And then, you know, jeans, pants, parachute pants, whatever floats your boat underneath.
And then I guess color coordination.
I think color is the last thing I think about. I kind of think about how do I want to style this? And then I pull the pieces that match the colors at the end. I have like a blanket outfit layout. And then I'm like, okay, this hoodie. And then because of this color, then I want this skirt and then this whatever. I kind of match it to that.
All right. There you have it, everyone. If you want to take your hoodies, t-shirts, and sweatshirts to the next level and put some thought into styling. And I guess you don't notice it, but when you see someone that looks, you know, sort of good laid out, maybe they did put the thought in that I don't. Because I bring two pairs of shorts and a bunch of t-shirts and stuff and
thanks for coming to Amelia's Stylist Showtime. Oh, side note, if you don't have a bunch of different pairs of shoes, matching the socks is another way to do the sandwich method. Side note.
All right, everyone. There you have it, our styling episode for this week. Thanks, as always, for listening. Follow along on social media at 1923 Main Street. Share your style tips for Disney vacations with us. We'd love to hear them. And we'll see you again next week. Have a magical day.
Bye-bye.